From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. With an anxious world watching, Americans began voting Tuesday on whether to send the first female president or a volatile populist tycoon to the White House. Polls have opened in 9 states, mainly in the East. The name of the winner was not expected to be known before 3 hours GMT. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has cast her vote early Tuesday near her home in New York State. The kickoff marks the end of a campaign that was exhausting and often bitter as Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump presented radically different visions of how to lead the United States. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
No matter who wins, the next president faces enormous challenges in trying to unify the country, says historian Alan Lichtman.
Assuming it's Donald Trump, he's got to way tamp down his rhetoric. He can't talk about locking up his political opponents.
But Lichtman says a Clinton victory would also be a test of her political skills.
She is going to have to come up with policies and programs that could at least attract a segment of the Republican opposition.
Democrats have shown some strengths in several states with early voting, but Trump supporters insist their passion will lead to a big turnout on Tuesday. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
In New York City's Bryant Park, at an ice skating rink and shopping village there that's popular with local tourists, Percy Bailey, the storekeeper there, says it's a toss-up. This is VOA News.